Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, with Jackie and Joe. Now, it's a new show, a new kind of show where we just talk about what's coming up on this weekend, and we're really excited about doing it because there's lots and lots of stuff going on. The Weekend Guide, I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Or visit our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. And by the way, this isn't a new show. We've done this before.
Well, it's exciting when we do them. I'd like to call it a new show.
It's not a new show. We've done the Joe and Jackie show or the Jackie and Joe show before.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I like the Jackie and Joe show.
Jackie and Joe show, yeah. It's just us.
It's just us.
It's just us.
April 17th, 2014. What's going on in the South Bay, Jackie?
Well, before we get to what's going on in the South Bay, let's talk about what's already happened this past week.
Yes.
First off, last weekend, I went to the Manhattan Beach sidewalk sale.
Right, right.
Have you ever been to that? Or you're not a shopper, are you?
I'm not really, no. I actually have been to the sidewalk sale in previous years.
Okay. Well, I went this year, and boy, did I score some great stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It was funny. I was just going to go down and walk around because it turned into a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John and I went to brunch down at Kincaid's,
mm-hmm.
and it was a little overcast, if you remember, early Sunday.
Yeah.
And then just as we were finishing up, the sun came out, and I said, oh, it's so nice. Let's go walk around. I said, Manhattan Beach is having a sidewalk sale. So we did, and it was packed.
Oh.
You know, Manhattan Beach Boulevard was just packed with people. And we walked up the length of it and down the length of it and sideways. And I was looking at a rack. I wasn't paying attention to the stores, and I was standing outside one store looking at a rack of clothes on one side of the rack. And on the other side, somebody said, hi, can I help you? And I looked up, and it was Tony Derrico.
Oh.
I was right in front of Bella Beach.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, oh, hi, Tony, how are you? He said, good, good. So we chatted for a little bit, and I said, is Chris inside? He said, yeah, his wife, Chris. So I went in to say hi to Chris, and we were chatting, and I found the most adorable linen pants in there.
Oh.
Yes. Tried them on. So cute. I wore them out.
Okay. Now, linen, it's a very cool cloth, right?
Yes, yes. It's a summer, yes.
Yes.
Summer material, yes.
Yes. And,
but they're black linen.
Black linen.
Black linen, yes, yes. So I actually wore them
okay.
Earlier this week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was exciting. I was in and out a couple of my favorite stores, Lulu's, and we stopped at the Creamery,
mm-hmm.
for John to get his fix, his ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it was very pleasant out, very nice. But, of course, you know what that means is that I didn't go to the opening day for the yacht clubs.
Right.
In King Harbor, this past Sunday, was opening day for all the yacht clubs.
Right, right.
And, I knew about it, but I kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, once the pictures started coming up on Facebook, I was like, oh man, everybody was there. So
we
did that. I missed that. It looked like it was a fun time.
I'm actually very sorry I did miss it, because I was available on Sunday and that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's one of the treasures of living here in the South Bay, really, is beyond, I mean, I'm not a sailor, and I don't own a boat, but the yacht clubs are very, very inviting and open in many cases to the public, and very exciting.
Well, the opening day is not open to the public. Right. Members and then their guests.
Right.
So, you know, for most of their events, it's for members and members' guests. There are a couple of things that's open, you know, for the public.
Right.
Sea Fair coming up next month, you know, that'll be open to the public. But it really is, it's a tradition. Everybody, you know, wears the men wear their blue blazers and their yacht club ties and straw hats. And people get a little dressed, you know. There's, you know, what are those white shoes called?
Ooh, deck shoes?
No, not deck shoes. The ones that what's his name used to wear. Anyway, but it's a traditional thing, and here in King Harbor, all of the yacht clubs have, you know, they're opening on the same day, so
yeah.
It's kind of like a yacht club crawl.
Yes.
And what you do is you start at Redondo Beach Yacht Club for, like, you know, breakfast brunch time.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you stroll down to the King Harbor Yacht Club.
Yes.
And you spend the afternoon there. They've got that nice big outdoor area right on the water. You know, you can have lunch there, whatever. And then when it gets later on, you head over to the Port Royal. Or Port Royal, how do we say it?
I think Royal.
I always say Port Royal. And then you head over there because those guys know how to party. So you end the day there.
Right.
Yeah, so as I said, there were all sorts of pictures coming up on Facebook, and I was like, oh, boy, I should have gone.
Very interesting. I wish I had thought more about it. Perhaps we could have gotten, I think I could have gotten an invitation.
Oh, wait, no, we were invited.
We were invited, okay.
Yeah, we were invited. I actually had invitations from all three. Yeah,
okay.
Julie Cole, I saw her last week when I was down there, and she said, yeah, I'll put you on as my guest. I was like, okay, cool. And then, of course, what we'll get to in a minute, my new pastime, sailboat racing.
Yes.
The boat I'm racing on, the owner is a member of the Redondo Beach Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, so I actually had invitations to everything. As I said, it wasn't at the forefront of my mind, so I kind of forgot about it, and our days got going, and by the time I realized, it was too late.
Right.
So speaking of my new sailing obsession.
Okay, tell us about your new obsession.
A friend of ours, his name is John Walsh, he bought a boat, I guess, I don't know, a little over a year ago, and he keeps it moored in King Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And several months ago, we've been going out sailing with him a lot on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of months ago, he said he was going to do the racing this year, this season. And he was looking for a crew. He needed a four-man crew.
Right.
So, and you know that each of the yacht clubs, they race nights and weekends. Redondo Beach does Tuesday night. I think King Harbor does Wednesday and Thursday night. And then there's Sunday regattas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the different clubs host races, and everybody's welcome. So when John said he needed a crew, you know, my hand went right up.
Yeah.
And I said, you know that I know nothing, but I'm willing to learn. And he said, yeah, great. So the first week we were supposed to go, the water was rough, and there was a small craft advisory, so the races were canceled. But last week, it was good. So last week we had our first race.
Okay.
And there are several classes, depending, you know, on the size of the boat and, I guess, hulls and sails and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in our class, I could put it two ways. We came in third.
Yes.
Or we came in second to last. there were only four boats in our class.
Okay.
And it was our first time out, four-man crew. There was actually a member there that I just met, you know, so
yeah.
You know, not all of us knew each other, so I knew there was going to be a learning curve.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was fun. It was interesting, but it was more relaxed. Everybody was like, "Yeah, we're just going to go out and have fun, and you know, it'll be fun. We're just going to be on the water." Okay, great. Well, you know me, I have a little bit of a competitive streak.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the lead boats, and I'm like, "How do we catch up to them?" You know.
How do we go faster?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this week, Tuesday night,
yeah,
one of our teammates couldn't make it, so John brought on another person to be on our team.
Yeah.
And his name was Paul, and I have to tell you, I like this guy so much because he was aggressive.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of a wild man, but he was very aggressive. And he said, you know, "I'll be the tactician, what are we going to do? You know, when I say to you guys, ready to tack, I want everybody to yell, ready." And so I was like, okay, all right, this is good. And he's like, "We're going to win tonight." I totally got into it. And the lead boat, well, not the lead boat, the boat in our class to beat is named Oliver.
Okay.
Apparently, this is the boat that wins this class every week for years and years and years. And they beat us last week. They came in first last week. So he said, "Our mission today is to beat Oliver." So I was all over it. I just thought that was great.
Yeah.
So we went out an hour before the race, and he said, "Okay, come on, we're going to work on this. We're gonna, you know, get everything, you know, greased so everything goes smoothly."
Mm-hmm.
And it was, so we were practicing our tacking and all this other stuff, and there was wind Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And this guy was working to get every little knot we could, and he had us heeled over right from the start the entire time, which I hadn't experienced yet.
Yeah.
That's where the boat kind of goes sideways.
Yeah.
And you have to sit up on one end and stretch your legs out.
Yeah.
So that you don't fall out of the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little scary.
Wow.
Yeah. But I got used to it. After about, 20 minutes of this, I turned to John. I said, "Are we going to be like this the whole time?" He said, "Yeah, probably." I said, "Okay." I said, "Hand me the life vest."
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, so he handed me the life vest. I got it on nice and tight. I said, "Okay, I'm okay now." Yeah. And we practiced our start, we timed it. We did it 2 or 3 times where we timed it to know where we want to be when the gun went off for the race to start. And we had a great start. I think we were only a few seconds behind Oliver right from the start. And we were on his tail the entire time. The entire time.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very exciting.
So
and he won.
Yeah.
But we came in second this week.
Second to the guy that wins every year, every Tuesday.
Yes, I think with the handicap, we were only about 30 seconds behind or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he passed the finish line, and then we passed. So we came in second, third last week, second this week. And when we got to the clubhouse, the whole crew from them came over to us and said, "Wow, that was a terrific race today."
Okay.
So we were on their tail the entire time, and they knew we were there, and they couldn't rest for a second.
Right.
Yeah, right. It was really, really exciting. And by the way, as I mentioned, I don't know really anything about sailing. I'm learning everything as I go, and everything is handicapped in sailboat racing. The boats, I guess, have a handicap because they're all different sizes. You know, I guess, there might be handicapping for hulls, like I don't know how it works. But there's also handicapping for if you put up a spinnaker sail,
mm-hmm.
there's a handicap for that too. Like if one boat in the race uses a spinnaker and the other ones don't, the other ones get so many seconds or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the whole thing is handicapped. It's the first boat that crosses the line doesn't necessarily win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anyway, so we do this every week, and then at the end of the season, they, tally everything up, and I guess they give out some neat trophies.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. Now, okay, again, remind me, what are the time commitments? You're going to do this every Tuesday.
Tuesday night, yes, Tuesday night. Our race, there's a race that starts before us, I think at 6:15. Our race goes off at 6:30. And we're back in the clubhouse by 7:30.
Okay.
All right. There are all these different courses.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 weeks, it was a very short course. It was the start, you hit one marker, maybe two markers, and then to the finish.
Okay.
But there are longer races, you know, and the bigger boats do different courses.
Right.
So there's a lot of boats out there doing stuff. Well, we'll see. Wow. Every week it's supposed to be like a different course.
Right.
And you don't find out the course until you cross the start line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you have the warning horns or guns, a 5-minute warning, 4-minute warning, and then a 1-minute warning. And by the time the 1-minute warning sounds, you are already underway to the start line.
Right.
And the committee boat is there, and they have all these different flags, and then they put up a placard with the number of the course that you're going to be racing.
Okay.
And then we have a list of each course number 1, 2, 3, 4, and then each course, the markers that you have to hit in what order. And it's a little crazy. I mean, we were, you know, there were boats like, you know, going like just a couple of feet from each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, the class A boats, which go out before us,
yeah,
they're bigger. And at the end, when they're coming in for the finish, I guess when you get closer into the harbor, the wind dies down a little bit. So they all pull out their spinnakers, and they all have these brightly colored sails. They're beautiful. So when they all start coming in together with all these colors, it's really very pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I'm so glad you're doing that.
So am I.
Now I know someone who's actually racing
on the
water. That's great.
I'm actually, I guess what they're referring to me is I'm a grinder.
Yeah.
Because I was asking, I said, okay, John's a captain, who's first mate, second mate, cabin, monkey, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been working the starboard lines. So whenever, you know, we tack or jibbing, you know, you got to pull the lines in and release the lines.
Yes.
So that's what I've been doing. And Bill Brogan said something like, okay, Jackie and I are the grinders. He's on the port side, I'm on the starboard side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting. So, actually, when when you're tacking and the jib is going to switch,
mm-hmm.
like to the starboard side, you're making sure there's slack in the line so that it can move easily, or you're pulling one or the other.
Yes. Yeah, you're pulling or you're releasing, you're winching. You know, have that little winch and
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very exciting.
It's very exciting. So I'll keep you up to date on where we are each week.
That's what we need to know more of. Who's racing and who's winning on the water?
Team Caliente.
Team Caliente, all right.
Caliente is the boat. So
yeah, that's fun. That's
I told our captain, I said, we need to get some hats made up.
Yeah.
Put some of those racing flames on it.
Some jalapenos. Team Caliente?
Team Caliente. Well, I was thinking flames. You know how they do them on hot rods?
Sure. Yeah.
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 Okay. We could use a pepper, too. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry that I took so long on that.
No.
Let's get to what's going on this weekend.
Yeah. What is going on?
Well, tonight, Thursday night, Shade Hotel in Manhattan Beach hosts a monthly Wine Academy. As I said, tonight, the third Thursday of each month, wine-loving friends can gather to socialize, taste, and learn from experts about new wines in a relaxed, fun atmosphere. This popular event is open to the public and runs from 6:30 to 8:30 and offers wine lovers an opportunity to enjoy an intimate, casual, wine-centric social gathering. This month's Academy will feature Crew Winery, that's C-R-U Winery, with winemaker Ken Post, well-priced at $25 per person in advance, $35 at the door. The Wine Academy features expert interactive presentations of exceptional wines, boutique and or limited production wines, along with tantalizing wine paired hors d'oeuvres prepared by executive chef Chris Gorasic. Have you been to this, Joe?
No, you know, but I promised that this was going to be one of my favorite events, only I can't do it tonight.
Oh.
But it is tonight.
It is tonight, yeah. It's the third Thursday.
The Wine Academy, it keeps coming up every month.
Every month, and I've gone to it, and let me tell you, it is a fun event.
Right.
And the appetizers are very, very substantial. I mean, one time I went with a girlfriend. We were going to go there, do the wine tasting, and then have dinner.
Yeah.
And we ended up canceling our dinner reservation.
Oh. Just too much
because
food.
It was, we ate way too much food. And you know I love the food at Shade.
Yeah, well.
You know, they do great food there. And this week, I spoke with Shauna McKelvey, the GM over at Shade.
Right.
And the winemaker, Ken Post, she just says he's like the nicest guy in the world. She said he's one of her favorite wine people.
Yeah.
You know, she deals with wine people every day.
Right.
And she said this guy, Ken Post from Crew Winery, she said he's a winemaker. He's one of the winemakers. And she said he's just a fabulous, fabulous guy. So it's too much fun.
Wow, this is going to be a nice one now. Are you going to be able to make it tonight?
No, I can't. I have a class tonight.
Oh.
Of course, if the class is canceled, then I might go. Then I go.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I have classes or things doing most evenings, so.
Yeah.
I can't get to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But you would really enjoy this.
I'm sure I would. Oh.
They line up this table. The winery brings all their wine, not all their wines, but a lot of wines, a lot of special wines you may not be able to get your hands on again. And the wine people are right there so you can taste, you can ask questions. It's very casual, a lot of fun. And it's on the sky deck.
Right. Well, it's going to be a summer of
wine women and song?
Wine academies for me and my wife, yes. Absolutely. That sounds
yeah.
great.
Yeah, so that's tonight. So if you don't have any plans, that's how to do. For more information and to make reservations for the Wine Academy, you can call 310-546-4995 or visit the website at www.shadehotel.com.
All right.
Yeah, so what have we got up next?
What is next?
Cruise at the Beach, sorry.
Okay.
Cruise at the Beach is back. We mentioned last week was the opening week.
Right.
For Cruise at the Beach at Ruby's Diner.
Right.
Open to the public. This free event happens every Friday night through October and features a gathering of vintage automobiles on display in the Ruby's Diner parking lot from 4 to 8 p.m. Enthusiasts are encouraged to bring their hot rods, street rods, and muscle cars and strut their stuff. A local favorite with car enthusiasts, this popular event has grown tremendously over the years and features vintage and classic cars from all over Southern California. You know all about this.
I love this event. It's a classic Californian event. And, of course, tourists, those that happen across it, just are, you know, amazed, and they think we do this in California all the time.
Right.
Because it's so, I mean, quintessentially Californian, especially if you're not from here.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You have to go to this event. And it's a long run. It's 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's through October.
Right. Right. So
yeah, it starts in April, runs through October.
And I think Larry usually has sponsorship spots that open up, and they're actually very, very good for, you know, insurance and for any kind of consumer type of business. Or I know there was one woman there selling jewelry at one point. It's a very nice event for vendors as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's a high-end event. They have some great, great cars and a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's from 4 to 8, but those cars start rolling in earlier than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, they come tearing down Harbor Drive with their loud mufflers. And then the best part is when it's over,
yeah,
they all rev their engines and come out together.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Now, this one specifically is in the parking lot right in front of Ruby's Diner. But I love that car show on the pier. Because
right. That's later this summer. That's Rod's Rod's.
Oh.
It's escaped.
Not sure.
It's Pat Oust's.
That's correct.
His car show. Rod's something and something. It'll come to me later.
Okay.
That's later this summer.
What I love about that is because the pier, really, you can only go in and out one way. When they're done, all the cars have to file out one specific way towards Torrance Boulevard, but they have to squeeze through this narrow passage right...
on the pier.
On the pier, and you can just find a spot to sit or stand and see each and every car come by, and it's amazing to just... I love the end when they all come out and you get to see them all in a line.
Yeah.
Revving their engines and having a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, driving on the pier, which is always a strange sight.
Yeah, it is very weird.
Yeah, but they do that too at Ruby's. I mean, it's not on the pier, but they all have to come out one way.
Yeah.
So it's it's a long line of cars, and then they come up and they all drive down Harbor Boulevard, Harbor Drive.
Harbor Drive, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Do we want to do a sponsor?
Well, you know,
first or
first before the sponsor spot, I just wanna highlight an event coming up, which is really making me very excited.
Okay, that's what today's show is.
Today's show is about things we do. Now, this isn't technically in the South Bay, though.
Well, then why are we talking about it?
Okay, it's stuff I do. LACMA. Okay.
Love LACMA. We love LACMA.
Okay, so that's within the.
Tell me what's coming up.
There is this event coming up. It's an installation, an art exhibit, and a talk, actually. The talk is the thing that I'm going for, April 28th, 7:30 p.m. It's a Monday, by Michael Govan and Helen Pashkin. And they're going to be talking about this installation called Light Invisible at LACMA. It's a brand new exhibition of artists that use light to do sculpting, and light and space to do sculpting. It's absolutely fabulous. Just go to LACMA.org, LACMA.org, LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art, LACMA.org, and look up the director series, Michael Govan and Helen Pashkin. It's one of the premier, I think, events that could possibly happen this summer. It's amazing.
Is that next weekend?
That is Monday the 28th.
Oh, Monday. Okay, so after next weekend, yeah.
After next weekend, Monday the 28th, 7:30, I'm making special arrangements to go to this talk.
All right, well, just make sure you check my calendar first, because there are a ton of incredible events happening next week.
Okay, that was my only thing. So now you're gonna talk about our sponsor. Who are we thanking?
Yeah, the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide, which is basically this whole show, is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now, you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. They even have a couple of special spots for takeout. So if you place a to-go order, you got a space right there for you. And you go in, you get it, you bring it home. Awesome. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com or call 310-378-4970.
All right.
One of our favorite new places.
Absolutely.
Do you have a particular favorite menu item there?
At Rockin' Brews?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't gone there often enough to get a favorite menu item. What was the last thing we had there? I think it was just a regular burger was fantastic.
Do you know which burger it was?
No, I don't.
I flip-flop. I have a couple of very favorite things.
Yeah.
If I'm in the mood, if I'm in a, like a burger and beer type of mood,
yeah,
I get the ultimate burger. It's really good.
The ultimate?
Yeah, and it's a mess. It's huge, and it's a mess. I get it. I got to cut it in half, and I still make a mess, but it's just delicious. And then my other favorite thing, sometimes when I'm not ready for something heavy,
yeah,
you know, I'll get their grilled artichoke.
Oh.
Yeah, they have a grilled artichoke, you know. So it's like if I'm in a beer kind of mood, it's beer and a burger. If I'm in a glass of wine kind of mood, it's a glass of wine and the artichoke.
Right.
Yeah, the artichoke's really good.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's see what else. Oh, okay. Okay, another fun event. The Western Museum of Flight presents an aerospace make and take session on Saturday, April 19th from 12:30 to 2:30. You've heard about these, right, Joe? I don't know that you've been to one, but
right. A make and take? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's model making. It's model building. The event, presented in cooperation with Pacific Coast Hobbies, features rocket, space shuttle, and jet fighter building kits for adults and children 5 years and older.
Yes.
Guests are invited to build as many models as they like. Kits are $12 and $14 each. The staff at Pacific Coast Hobbies will be on hand to assist with building and answer technical questions. And the make and take sessions also include entry to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice way to spend a couple hours on a Saturday afternoon. You know, it's so funny because I guess these things are more geared towards children. The adults, like, you know, they find kids as an excuse to go. I think there are a lot of grandparents out there that are like, oh, you want me to take the kid for the afternoon? Sure, I'll babysit. And then they take them over there and do some model building.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, Jackie, there's another event that I want to highlight for our listeners. If they know anything about the wrap dress, do you know anything about the wrap?
Of course, Diane von Furstenberg.
They have an exhibit. It's right near LACMA, right on the corner.
Yes, I've heard about it. The dress, yeah.
The dress. It's the Wrap 40, celebrating the dress that started it all.
Yes,
that
DVS, yes.
DVS, you know about this.
Of course I do.
You have to go.
Actually, it's funny. I have a handful of girlfriends that are going that were asking me if I was going to go. I don't know if I'm going to have time.
It is absolutely. I mean, I didn't look at it in terms of, you know, a dress. I've never worn one, but it is an amazing.
I'm sure your wife has. I'm sure
yes.
Your wife has. I'm sure your daughter has. Every woman across the world has worn a wrap dress at some point.
It's incredible how, you know, you think, you know, how influential could a dress be? I mean,
I'll tell you how influential. It was back, I believe, in the 70s.
Yeah.
That Diane von Furstenberg came up with this design, and it took over the world. Don't you remember the scene, Saturday Night Live? All the people on the dance floor, all the girls wearing the wrap dresses. Everybody
right.
wore them. Yeah.
Right.
And they've been tweaked here and there over the years. You
right.
know. But
right.
the style has been around forever. Not forever, for 40 years.
It's truly stunning, spectacular presentation, and there's the dresses themselves, and then there's a separate exhibit of artwork that features Diane von Furstenberg. Of course, she's been imaged by many, many famous photographers and more than a few famous
artists.
Fine artists.
And Andy Warhol comes to mind.
Sculptors, absolutely. It's just one of the best exhibits in L.A. right now. It's incredible.
Well, then you have to go.
Yeah.
You have to go and tell us all about it.
Oh, I have.
Oh, you went already?
I have been. My wife and I were going
okay.
there. We thought, oh, this is the tail end of our visit to LACMA because it's right next door. And we spent an hour and a half there. It's amazing. You got to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll put it on my calendar.
Okay. All right. You'll thank me.
Okay. I have a hard enough time keeping up on the stuff in the South Bay. Never mind getting on a freeway.
I get it. Oh, you don't have to get on the freeway. But anyway, that's another story.
All right. Well, anyway, before we finish up with the make and take session, just let me give you the information. I mentioned that the sessions also include entry to the museum.
Right.
So you could take a tour of the museum. They have real planes and stuff there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To make a reservation, email the museum at info@WMOF, the Western Museum of Flight, just WMOF.com, or call 310-326-9544. Walk-ins are welcome and can pay at the door. And for additional information, you can visit the website at, again, www.WMOF.com. The Western Museum of Flight is located at Louis Zamperini Field at 3315 Airport Drive in Torrance. Now, we have several events taking place at El Segundo Museum of Art this weekend. I love that place.
Yeah.
It's just such a great amenity for the South Bay.
And they have such a fresh perspective on how they do their exhibits and involve kids, and it's for educational purposes. It's really amazing.
It's not a, they don't call them exhibits. They call them experiences.
Right.
Yes. And during the week, the museum works with local schools, you know, and as you mentioned, education stuff. And then it's open to the public on the weekends.
Right.
And they're very innovative in what they're doing. We mentioned this last weekend. We had on Chelsea from SMOA telling us about Play at ESMOA. This is a new event activity that takes place every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. It's called Play at SMOA, an early childhood program designed for 3- and 4-year-olds and their favorite adult companion. Play at SMOA will introduce the youngest visitor to art through age-appropriate short stories, gallery play activities, and an art activity. So each week it's going to be something different. These workshops last 1 hour and are led by SMOA education specialists. Admission is free, but attendees must pre-register at rsvp@esmoa.org. Play at SMOA classes are limited to 10 children. And one adult chaperone is required for every 2 children. Siblings of all ages are welcome. And as I said, pre-registration is required. For additional information, visit the SMOA website at www.esmoa.org or call 424-277-1020. El Segundo Museum of Art is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. So that's something you can do with the little ones.
Wow. I love that place.
Yeah, yeah. And then, let's see, on that Saturday morning, Saturday evening, April 19th, they're doing another movie night. This weekend, there's a double feature Saturday night. Let's see. Okay, from 7 to 10, Saturday night, and again, admission is free. From 7 to 8:15, let's see. Kazimir Malevich, a 1989 documentary delineating various periods of Malevich's life and creative output. So he is an artist. So there's a short hour documentary on him. And then from 8:30 to 10, Eve Klein, The Blue Revolution, a documentary that uses previously unreleased archival material, including Klein's personal films, to capture the artist's astonishing career from its beginning in 1954 to his death in 1962. So it's a double feature movie, and afterwards, attendees may engage in a discussion of experience number 9, Silence, that's the one that's going on right now, with an educator and enjoy free popcorn. Attendees should bring their own chair, blanket, or pillow to sit on during the movie, because you know the space. It's a long, narrow space. There's not going to be any – there's no furniture in there. So if you're going to sit for a couple hours and watch a movie, you want to be comfortable. So bring one of those low beach chairs.
Right.
You know, that'll be fun. And then, let's see, there's something else. Let's see. Oh, okay. This is something that I would be interested in. Looking at abstract art can be fun and rewarding, but it can also be a challenge.
Right.
You know, El Segundo Museum of Art presents an artist talk paint and print, contemporary abstraction, a primer on viewing abstract art on this Saturday, April 19th, from 3 to 5 p.m. Join Roy Dowell, founder of Otis Graduate Fine Arts, and Jim Reed, master printer Gemini GEL, for a guided artist talk about the works on view in Experience Number 9, Silence. Dowell is a renowned abstract artist, and Reed printed some of the most fascinating works on view, including two by Ellsworth Kelly and one by Richard Serra. This will be a one-of-a-kind chance to hear directly from two key players in the world of contemporary abstraction. And again, as always, admission is free. To RSVP and secure your spot, send an email to rsvp@esmoa.org. For additional information, again, visit the website at www.esmoa.org or call 424-277-1020. So you could make a whole day of it there Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can bring the kids in to play early in the morning, and then let's see, do I have the time for that? Oh, from 3 to 5, the artist discussion from 3 to 5, and a little later on, starting at 7, from 7 to 10 is the movie double feature.
Wow.
So Elsinore Museum of Art is going to be a very busy place this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
They come up with really creative ways to, you know, expose people to art.
Mm-hmm. It's something that the West Side doesn't have, that's for sure. You don't have to go to Santa Monica or West Hollywood for this.
Nope, it's right here.
It's right here in the South Bay.
At the beach.
Absolutely.
We're so fortunate, you know?
Well, yeah. The more we explore the South Bay, the more there is to know. And it's very, very exciting to find these gems. And these, the Old Time Music Hall. Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. They're not just gems of the South Bay. They're kind of gems of the Western United States.
Yeah, yeah.
They are classic locations.
It's funny, you mentioned Old Town Music Hall, which is in El Segundo, and I was just going to mention the Automobile Driving Museum, which is also in El Segundo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Two key places that if people have not been there recently, we'll find lots and lots of new and exciting stuff going on there all the time.
Yeah, at the ADM, it may be the only car museum in the world where you can ride in a vintage classic automobile.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
very
cool. It's amazing.
All right, let me get to another couple of things here. Join Beach City's Health District for a free fitness series, Yoga at the Pier, every Monday evening from April 21st to May 19th. The weekly event will take place south of the Manhattan Beach Pier at the Strand. Get moving and de-stress with this free public event that brings together the community, fitness, and fun. Everyone is welcome to participate, and you can participate at your own pace. Registration starts at 6 p.m. with the hour-long yoga class beginning at 6:30. All participants must sign a waiver. Attendees should bring their own yoga mat, and participants are encouraged to wear comfortable athletic clothing and bring a jacket in case of cool weather. Classes will be led by certified instructors from the Center for Health and Fitness and Adventureplex. For additional information, call 310-374-3426 or visit the website at bchd.org. That's Beach City's Health District. Now, this is they do these fitness series. Do you remember Zumba in the Park last year?
Oh, no, I don't remember it, but Zumba, God, that's big.
Well, the Beach City's Health District, they do these fitness series. And, from April to May, they're doing yoga at the pier, and I think from May to June, I think they do the Zumba, and June to July, they do something else. They come up with these free public events to get people moving.
Right.
In one manner or another. Yeah, right. So that starts this Monday, this coming Monday, April 21st.
All right.
And I posted it on my website. I had several people comment that they can't wait for this. People like to do things in big groups like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a great idea. That's like, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of people doing, in China, doing Tai Chi in large groups outside. And,
right, they do it in the park, yeah.
Right, it's very a great community event.
Everybody moving as one.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So and yoga on the beach, it's kind of like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Now, is this going to be on the beach or in the park?
On the beach.
On the beach, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay,
so
that sounds
exciting. As I said, that starts this Monday. And then, okay, right after that, on Tuesday, Dominique's Kitchen presents a winemaker dinner featuring Summerland Winery on Tuesday, April 22nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. The special five-course prefixed menu is $89.99 per person, exclusive of tax and gratuity. Now, I spoke with Dominique's people, and there are still a few seats left.
Okay.
So call and make a reservation, because these sell out every time they do these.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed on my website, whenever I list one of these a few days before, I always end up putting a big sold out on the post. But there are actually a few seats available, so you can still call and make a reservation. For additional information, you can visit the website at www.dominiqueskitchen.com or call 424-247-9054. Dominique's Kitchen is located at 522 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach.
So now, what kind of event is that?
It's a winemaker dinner, and they're featuring Summerland Winery.
Okay.
So they're going to have the people from Summerland Winery down. They're taking their different wines and pairing them with a five-course meal.
Okay. Five-course meal.
Yes.
Fine wines and a fixed price.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. And their prices are so reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're reasonable, period. But when you think about the quality of the food, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't skimp. You never walk out of there hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, as I said, a couple more seats are available. So if you want to call, make a reservation, do so. And the last thing we're going to talk about today is Earth Week is coming up. It's next Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, and I have posted a couple of different events that are going on around the South Bay on my website, but we're going to specifically talk about what's happening down at Terranea next week. They are having, they do an annual Earth Week from April 21st through April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
In celebration of its fifth anniversary, the eco-friendly Oceanfront Resort is offering 5 days of green events and activities. And there are a bunch of activities, pelican release, ocean cleanup by kayak, and a denim drive for guests and local residents to take part in and learn more about how they can support environmental conservation. So the first thing, April 21st, Monday, is the pelican release.
Right.
In partnership with International Bird Rescue, Terranea will release a rehabilitated pelican into the wild at 10 in the morning at Terranea Beach Cove. Guests are invited to come and view the release and learn more about wildlife bird rescues. The organization operates two year-round aquatic bird rescue centers in California, which care for over 5,000 birds a year and has led wildlife rescue efforts for more than 200 oil spills in over a dozen countries.
Right. Now, this is exciting. I mean, that's fun, and of course, very, very instructive for children to know how these animals are rehabilitated and all of that. And I'm sure they'll talk about that. But I'm really excited to learn about the denim collection turns blue to green. That's interesting.
Tell us about that.
Well, this is a very interesting where. Terranea's Point Discovery will be collecting donated denim from guests throughout Earth Week. So this is going to be the entire week to help support From Blue to Green. It's a program which collects denim and converts it to basically insulation that can be used in the building of homes and communities in need, which is a huge sort of overarching sort of long-term goal of mine because, you know, here in the South Bay, yes, better insulation can certainly help families in need insulate their homes and have better profiles in terms of heating and cooling. But in, you know, the Midwest or New York, it's a huge benefit to retrofit homes, to weather strip and weather seal homes in neighborhoods that are in need. And, you know, in some cases you can reduce their heating bills by 15 or 20%. And that's a huge benefit, financial benefit directly to a recipient. So I love this event. That's awesome.
Yeah, save money on heating and air conditioning costs. And denim is a lot more attractive than that pink insulation stuff.
Well, you know, like they say, there's no carcinogenic warnings or formaldehyde or any of that stuff. And apparently when this denim is converted, your jeans, your old jeans donated, are converted into insulation, it's extremely effective. So there you go.
Yeah, I looked up their website when I saw that. It does look really interesting.
Right.
From blue to green. I like it.
Blue to green.
And then on Tuesday, April 22nd, they're going to have a Harvest with Nature by Executive Chef Bernard Ibarra. This is going to be an intimate gathering, which will be held from 11 in the morning until 1 p.m., at which point you have lunch, and learn about local farming and sustainability. Led by Terranea's Executive Chef Ibarra, the program will include a field trip to Catalina View Gardens, where Chef will share sustainable gardening tips, seasonal garden recipes, and various seeds to plant. And then there'll be an interactive cooking demo with the chef and a lunch featuring garden harvest selections paired with One Hope Wine at Terranea's signature restaurant, Marseille.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is $50 per person. Space is limited and advanced reservations are required. So please call 310-265-2766 and reserve your spot.
Excellent.
Yeah, Harvest with Nature with the chef.
Right. Wow.
They got good food down there, don't they?
They absolutely do. My wife and I are getting geared up. We're going to do a big Terranea sort of week coming up soon.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, just we're going to plan a couple of events to go up there, and they have, what, four restaurants, five restaurants?
Seven.
Seven restaurants. So.
Well, I mean, some of them are more casual than others. You know, I think one of them is just Sea Beans. It's like a little store where you can get, like, picnic lunches to go and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got Marseille, Catalina Kitchen, Nelson's.
Right.
I believe there's a Japanese restaurant down there. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. There's too many.
There are too many.
But speaking of, we mentioned One Hope Wine. There's going to be a One Hope Wine tasting at Sea Beans on Wednesday, April 23rd.
Okay.
Guests are invited to attend a complimentary wine tasting by One Hope Winery, which donates half of its proceeds to a variety of causes, including U.S. forest preservation and protection. One Hope is the choice wine of Terranea because of the company's joint commitment to making a social impact. The tasting will take place at Sea Beans from 5 to 7 p.m. A selection of wines will also be available for purchase to join in the effort of giving back.
Now, that's interesting. That's their choice wine. Is that like the house wine?
Yeah, One Hope.
Oh, that's
yeah, they've
great.
Worked with them. They work with them on different projects.
Right.
And then let's see, on Thursday, April 24th, there's going to be a walk, bike, or share a ride day. Guests are encouraged to explore Terranea and the Rancho Palos Verdes area via mass transit and carpooling. On April 24th, guests who carpool to the resort can validate their parking tickets at Point Discovery to receive a complimentary valet parking. Less driving means fewer emissions, and every gallon of gas saved keeps 20 pounds of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
Okay, right. That's very important.
Next week sounds like the week you and your wife should plan to go to Terranea.
Yeah, it does.
I'm just saying.
I've been kind of...
Kind of what? I think you hit your mute button by accident, so.
Oh, yeah. I did that because I'm coughing. It's been tough week.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be better by next week.
Okay, all right. No, what were you going to say?
Well, I've been coughing and, you know, wheezing and so forth this week.
Allergies.
If we're better next week, I think we'll go.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Absolutely.
They have another thing that they're going to be doing on April 25th, I believe that's Friday, energy conservation. Lighting throughout the resort will be turned off or dimmed to the lowest possible setting, because saving electricity doesn't just save money, it also supports the environment by reducing pollution, and guests are invited to do the same. So it's going to be a little dark down there on Friday.
Right.
And then all week long, from the 21st to the 25th, reduce, reuse, redecorate. Daily crafting classes will show guests how to turn trash into true treasure. By using all repurposed and recycled materials, each artist will design their own masterpiece to take home. So every day next week, there's going to be something going on.
Right.
And then again, all week, seed ornaments. In celebration of Earth Week, Terranea's Activity Concierge Point Discovery will be gifting customers plantable seed ornaments with each purchase to encourage individuals to beautify the earth and plant wildflowers in their hometowns. Terranea's boutiques provide guests with the opportunity to give back year-round, offering products from sustainably conscious and responsible companies such as Della, Tom's, and Pura Vida that contribute a portion of all proceeds from sales to charitable causes and environmental efforts. Now, for additional information on all of these events, you can visit the website at www.terranea.com or call 866-802-8000. Terranea Resort is located at 100 Terranea Way in Rancho Palos Verdes, and it's one of our absolutely favorite places to go.
Yes.
And a quick, let's see, program notes. Okay, oh, as always, check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And then tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we're going to have returning guest Kelly Stroman. Remember, she was on the show last week, along with Maureen McBride, Cynthia Rogers, and Farmer John to fill us in on the Manhattan Beach Farmers Market and everything it has to offer. You can listen live tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. To call in with questions or comments at 714-242-5288. So be sure to tune in each Friday for our new show, Manhattan Beach 360, for all the latest chamber news and events. Manhattan Beach 360 is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Right, right.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff going on.
I love companies that take something from our common experience and turn it not only into a business, but also into something that does good, something that, for instance, sequesters carbon. And that's what Blue Jeans Go Green does, is they take blue jeans and, you know, donated materials and turn them into insulation that's healthy and also good for the environment, because it sequesters carbon. All that carbon that went into the plant and all, you know, all of the work that went into making blue jeans, now being turned into insulation, is now being sequestered in someone's attic and will not be released into the atmosphere for a very long time.
It's all good.
It's all good.
You get to wear the jeans and enjoy them for as long as you can, and then
right.
They go and do even more work.
Exactly. They continue to do work. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Well, Jackie, it's been a wonderful Jackie and Joe show.
Yeah, another Jackie and Joe show under our belt.
That's it. That's it. I look forward to the next one when we don't have a guest, but it's actually a lot of fun to do these once in a while.
Yes, it is.
So thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360, 8 a.m. Manhattan Beach 360. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.